I love that sound. It's like a melody. Sorry for slapping you. It took you so long to wake up. We need to chop chop. I don't have much time. Hello? Blink twice if you can hear my voice. Good boy. Is that your favorite word? You must be thinking what you're doing here. Or who am I? I think I owe you some explanation. You're in a hospital right now, and I'm an anesthesiologist. You're currently under anesthesia, so you can't move or talk. I hope you don't mind the bowl. I don't need you to make any noises. I hope the ropes don't hurt you. They're just for extra precautions. Don't try to scream or talk, because the drugs are still in your system. If you are worried I'm gonna kill you, I can reassure you, I'm not gonna take your life. Why are you looking at this scalpel? I just love holding it. Not gonna stab you with this. I'm not a surgeon. Not very good with knives. I'm just gonna play a game with you. A really fun game with my town voter. You look so confused. Are you sure you know nothing about why this is happening? Should I refresh your memory? I think we should listen to this audio while we're playing. Do you recognize that mom? That's it. That's the look I was looking for. Afraid, don't be. I'm not a serial killer. You know whose moaning is that, right? Good boy. Blink twice again. Yeah, this is me. You recognize my voice now. I know who you are. You are my hater. You downvote all my content. So this time, you are going to be my new audio. So how does it feel to just lay there and do nothing while I talk? This is fun. I hope I'm not hurting you too much. I'm using some new accessories down here. For your balls. Let me help you with this. This is what you always do while listening, right? Stroking your cock. Is my stroking making you aroused? As you should. I'm going to edge you. Just a little bit over the top. Fuck. This thing is getting harder so easily. I thought you can't make any sound, but you're moaning. Yeah, you can moan. It's hard to hold, right? They just automatically happen. I'm not that evil. I'll let you moon for me. I love your moans. Because I know how big your hate towards me is. You're moaning for your enemy. Humiliating. What a shame. But I hope you can hold your orgasm, because I don't want you to come. This knife is really sharp. You don't want me to swing this thing around you. Gosh, to be honest, it was so hard to track you down. Lucky for me, a bunch of people were helping me to find you. You don't need to try to talk. I know it's hard under all of those drugs. I brought you here not because I needed any explanation. I know it's you. I saw everything in your account. You downvote all of my posts, even the music that I share on my profile. Why? Are you scared that your favorite voice actor can go into the hot post? So you need to bring everyone down. Your downvote actually works. It's hard to get into the top post because I'm not popular. And now your downvote brings my post down. Your dedication is admirable. I had to change the time of posting just because I wanted to avoid you. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. They said the downvoter might be a bot. No, you're not. You're a trash. At some point, I was thinking maybe you need my attention. You're hungry for it, right? So today, I'm giving you what you're asking for. All of my attention. To you, to your little friend here. Are you scared now? You must have been thinking nothing will happen to you because nobody will know. Is it fun to download people's content? Hiding behind your random username, thinking you're invincible, unaffected by the damage you cause? You're wrong. You've been playing a game you don't fully understand. Your click, your comment, it's all a part of the bigger picture. Do you think you can discourage me from making content just because of your downvote? I will give you more. I can make so much content until you're tired of downvoting them. Do you realize that your actions have consequences? You've underestimated me. Now the table's turned. You're not going to like the view from the other side. We start with this little thing you call cock. I never thought that this size is for adults. Isn't this for a toddler? This is just too small to be called a cock. I can give it a new name. Petite Bite. Because this is a bite size. I know some people here would love to use this small size cock. One will keep you asleep, but your cock will get hard, and another one would love to suck on it. Some patients would love to use this because cock, whatever size, is still better than a dildo. This is just the beginning. I hope you can hold this one. And I'm not giving you my permission to come. You need to hold it, or you're going to get more. You don't want to damage your little cock, right? What do you think people would say if they watched this? Or did I forget to mention that I filmed this? I'm going to play with you until I need to go to the operating room. See, I'm a busy girl. They didn't even let me play with you. Why are you looking at me like that? Don't cry. You look awful. Are you trying to beg for mercy with those crocodile tears? Did I hurt your cock or your balls? I mean, that's the idea, to give you pain. Now, I'm going to put you into a deep sleep. You would say artificial coma. Nurse Nora will take care of you. She's one of my good friends at the hospital. She's a good nurse. She loves playing with sleeping guys. What do you call that? I think it's called somnophilia. Nurse Nora loves that. Feeling sleepy? Just close your eyes. You can't get away from me now.